Welcome to the NLG Sports Show. I am your host, Gary, and our other hosts are...
Landon.
And Nate.
And we will be talking about the NBA trade talk, NBA players retiring, and NBA in general.
Starting off with our first trade, the Lakers and the Pelicans. How do you feel about this, Landon?
I feel like the trade is very beneficial for the Pelicans in the long run, and beneficial for the Lakers right now.
Who's involved in the trade, like on each team?
For the Pelicans, they will be trading Anthony Davis to the Lakers for Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma, Brandon Ingram, Lance Stephenson, Rajon Rondo, and 2 first-round picks.
I don't think that's a very good idea. I mean, one player for all these players with very good potential, I mean, like, those aren't no... like, bench players. I feel like all those players on the Lakers have very good potential in the NBA.
Yeah, knowing Anthony Davis is almost up to his max point of his skill before he's going downhill because he's getting older. As with Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma, Ingram, they're all pretty young. They're second year for Lonzo and Kuzma, I think, third or fourth year for Ingram. So they have not reached their max potential.
Yeah, and his first-round picks, I mean, you can get Zion, you can get any of those good college players with your team, and that's definitely championship potential if you get those good players.
Yeah, I feel like Lonzo and Anthony Davis would work together, but it seems that they aren't going to try and get them together. I know LeBron and Anthony Davis would be a good combo. I feel like that's all the Lakers are focused on right now, getting a superstar. A big-name superstar for LeBron.
Yeah. And I heard rumors about Lonzo going to the Phoenix Suns.
There have been reports that Lonzo's camp has decided that if he is traded, they don't want him on the Pelicans. They want him on a team without an established point guard. So they were named as their preferred place would be the Phoenix Suns.
I think that'd be a good idea. I mean, they're... him and D-Book are both young athletes, and I think they'd be a good duo together.
Yeah, Lonzo and D-Book are both very talented. Lonzo can drive, finish, pass, play defense, shoot, and, you know, at him point guard, and then D-Book shooting guard, Lonzo could dish it out, D-Book for a three, easy.
Yeah, and then that's like a fast skill set to their team. Gary, how do you think about this?
I think that's pretty good, and I think they actually need it because I feel like they're not, like, as good as they used to be.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, the Phoenix Suns used to have Steve Nash, legendary, and to bring back all those fans to Phoenix Suns to watch two good young basketball players, I think that'd be a very good idea.
Yeah, but I feel like Lonzo would work out on the Lakers if they don't trade him. But it'd be more beneficial if they got a new coach for him at L.A. I feel like Luke Walton's not the best fit at L.A.
What do you think? I agree.
I don't feel like he knows the rotations that well or how to coach Lonzo.
Yeah, how to maybe coach young players in general.
Yeah. Right, more experience under his belt, maybe.
Yeah.
But not in L.A.
Is that about it for this trade?
I think it is. Now we'll be moving on to the New York Knicks. And the Dallas Mavericks trade that just recently occurred. Nate, how do you feel on this trade?
All right, if you didn't know, the New York Knicks have finalized a trade to send Kristaps Porzingis to the Dallas Mavericks with his players Tim Hardaway Jr., Courtney Lee, Trey Burke. And then the Mavericks will be sending DeAndre Jordan, Wes Matthews, and Dennis Smith Jr. and future first-round drafts. How do you feel about that, Landon?
Again, don't think it's the best idea.
Yeah, one player for a lot of good potential players. I mean, it's like the same thing for the Lakers and the Pelicans, so I don't really know.
I feel like it's really going to benefit both teams, actually, though.
Yeah,
like,
totally agree.
Luka Doncic and Kristaps Porzingis would be a great combination.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It seemed that with Dirk getting kind of washed up, you could say, in his last year, as we will talk about that later.
Yeah.
I feel like he's not getting the rebounds he could, getting the pass outs he could get, setups, all that stuff.
Mavericks having a new face there, I think that'll be something good for him. Yeah, because if you know, he's like a 7-foot 3-point shooter. So having him out wide with Luka Doncic, I think that be a good fit for their organization.
But on the Knicks' hand, I'm not so sure because they're getting DeAndre Jordan, who isn't as good as he used to be, can't shoot free throws that well. And Dennis Smith Jr. is really, I'd say, the only thing that is helping them with this trade.
Yeah, and I don't think one player, and Dennis Smith Jr. is young, I don't think that he could really do much like LeBron could. Like, LeBron can make a team. He could do it by himself, but I don't think Dennis Smith Jr. has the skill set to get the Knicks to the playoffs.
I agree. Dennis Smith Jr. is ferocious when it comes to dunking. He's got mad hops. He's good in the post, but, yeah, like you said, I don't know if he can carry the team like LeBron could or somebody else. But, you know, it's something already decided. They chose their own fate, and now we get to see the fire combo of Luka and Kristoff. Hopefully it works out for both teams.
All right, now into the retiring of this season. You were talking about Dirk Nowitzki being kind of washed up. How do you feel about his retirement soon?
I feel like it's a good thing that he is retiring. If you've watched him play, the players don't even really guard him on defense anymore. It's getting sad. Nobody guards him on defense because there's no point of guarding him. Like, Gary, if you was shooting the ball and I was playing defense, I know you can't shoot, so why would I guard you, right?
That's kind of what they're doing.
That's kind of what they're doing here. They're just showing him, we can let you shoot this shot. We don't care. It's getting pretty sad, but he's had a hysterical career.
He used to be a legend at basketball, and I think that it's just his time to just give up and retire.
Yeah, there's many people like LeBron who have... LeBron's in his 16th year, I think, and he's still got it. There's a difference between Dirk and LeBron. Like, Dirk doesn't have it no more. LeBron, he's still got it. He's still fighting hard.
Yeah.
Not so sure about why he waited till this point to call it a retirement. I think last year could have been a better year for him to retire, coming off that he had more points last year. This year, I don't even know if he averages 10 points.
Yeah, so now on to Dwayne Wade retiring this year. How do you feel about that?
I feel like D-Wade could go more if he wanted. I feel like if Dwayne Wade really wanted to, he could go probably 2 or 3 more years in the league, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree. I think he should get back with LeBron, honestly. They were a good duo when they were younger. And just to have those two very smart players on the same court, I think it's something special.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm not so sure that's going to... It's not going to happen.
Yeah,
he's already
obviously,
Unless he comes out of retirement, shocks the world.
I highly doubt that one.
I highly doubt that, because he just had a kid, another kid born, and I think he's trying to focus on being the dad for them. His one son is almost in college basketball, so...
Do you think he has potential of making the NBA?
I do. He's really good.
Yeah,
almost
he's very
just
talented.
Like his father, maybe better.
Maybe.
But we'll have to wait and see for that. But D-Wade has had a great career, though. He's won championships with LeBron. But
he has a young team this year, so I feel like it's more difficult for him because he's used to having other talented players on the court, but he's been struggling this year. I think this is just a good year for him to retire and just focus on his family.
Yeah, I feel like it's almost like perfect timing because... You know, he's got a young team. He can't carry them anymore like he could have years ago.
Definitely.
But I feel like it's time. He's put up a great career. He's probably definitely going to be in the Hall of Fame, I could see.
Yeah, I could see that.
But it's just his time, you know? There's time where it's time. LeBron's time, like we said earlier, not time yet.
Yeah, definitely not.
D-Wade, his time might not even be here, like we said earlier as well. But he decided he wanted it to be here now.
Yep.
But, I mean...
All right, Landon, who do you think is the best team in the NBA?
Right now?
Right now.
Personal opinion?
Personal.
The LA Lakers, with all their players getting back from injury. And not doing the trade. But
yeah, definitely.
If they don't do this trade, I feel like they could be one of the best teams in the league. But if they do the trade, not so much.
I totally agree with you. I mean, wherever LeBron really is, he's a really talented team. He knows the players he wants, and he can just really get a good roster. How do you feel about that, Gary?
I feel the same thing, but if the Lakers do the trade, I feel like their team will just start going downhill.
Yeah, with only two superstars instead of a superstar and a bunch of very good rookies that have good potential.
Because if they waited, I feel like their team could be amazing in the future.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Okay, and that will be it for the NBA trade talks and for NBA people retiring. We were...
thanks for watching. See you later.